Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Okay, Chumash portion for Chamishi, Thursday of Mitzora. And this verse in the Blue Chumash 144 wraps up the portion of leprosy. Verse 54, Zos HaTorah, this is the law, L'chol Nega Tzoras, for all manners of plagues of leprosy, V'lanosek, and any skulls, the various skin issues of leprosy, which we learned about extensively, Ulitzaras HaBeget, as well as for the leprosy of a garment, Vilabayas, and for house leprosy. We know that there are three levels of leprosy. As the Rambam clearly says in his concluding halacha to the laws of leprosy, and we've talked about this, that leprosy is not a normal medical condition. Leprosy is a miraculous condition, which is a message from God, specifically for Lashon Hara. Others say other transgressions. A person gets the message first, or would get the message first in the body, following that in the garments, following that in the house, in one's home. And this is the purpose, to send a message to the Jew that he has to clean up his act. All this took place during the time the Beis Hamikdash stood. Continuing to wrap it up, Vilas Eis, and for arising leprosy, Vilas Sapachas, and a scab, Vilas Bohoris, and a bright spot, Laheres, to teach, Biyem Hatome, the day when it is impure, or Biyem Hator, the day when it is pure, Zeis, the above is, Teras, the teachings, Hatzaras, of leprosy. Laheres, Biyem Hatome, Ezeyem Mitare, which day in the procedure he declares it pure, the Ezeyem Mitame, and which day he should pronounce it impure, all of the details of the laws of leprosy. Okay, we now segue to chapter 15. We now switch into the laws of Zov. Zov is an abnormal intimate flow. And he begins with the laws of the abnormal intimate flow for men. By Daber Hashem, and God spoke, El Moshe v'el Aharon, to Moshe and to Aharon, Lamor, saying. Okay. Give me just one moment here. Okay. Dabru, speak, El Bnei Yisrael, to the children of Israel, Va'amartem Aleihem, and say to them, Ish, Ish, any man, Ki Yiyeh Zov Mipsore, if there will be an issue coming forth from his flesh, Zovei, because of this issue, Tomehu, he is impure. And here we deal with the laws of Zov, and as we learn in Halacha, this is one of the most serious sources of impurity. During Beis Hamikdash times, Ki Yiyeh Zov, Yochel Zov Mikol Mokim, all it says is flow. I would think, flow from anywhere, Yei Tomei, will be impure. What if somebody's nose is bleeding? What if his finger is cut? What if there's pus oozing from his toe? Tamed Lema Bipsorei, from a certain part of his flesh, v'lei kol psori, but not anywhere. Acha shecholke akosa ben bosor lebosor, being that the Torah differentiates between one part of his flesh and another, zachisi lahovin, or zachisi lodin, I would determine, timei bezov, timei bezova, I see the impurity dealing with male flow of an abnormal type, the impurity dealing with female flow, feminine flow of an abnormal type, meaning not menstrual cycle, which is normal, but an abnormal type. Ma'zobo, just as in the case of the female, mimokem shehi metama, it comes from the same source as regular impurity comes from the source of intimacy. Tumakala kinida, the place where the lighter form of impurity comes, the menstrual source, mitama tumachamura ziba, from that same source comes the more serious form of impurity. Afhazov, so also the abnormal male flow has to do with the source of intimacy. Mimokim shemitame tumakala, from the same source as normal seminal flow comes from. And that is keri, the same source, the source of intimacy. Mitame tumachamura ziva becomes the more serious flow, male flow, which means it all comes from the male organ. Zeve tome, any type of issue is impure. Lima, this teaches alatipa, that even a single drop, shimitame, makes one impure. Zeiv deimeli meibotzeik. Now he says that when we're talking about the zov, the flow, the issue of a male, it's similar to water of dough, shalseirin of barley. Vidochli, and it's dissolved. Videima, and it's similar. Leleven beitza hamuzetas, to a smashed egg, to the white of a smashed egg in the nest. Shichva zera kosher, healthy semen is thick. Kileven beitza, like the white of an egg. She'ena muzeres, that's not smashed in the nest. The abnormal is more like he said before. Gimel bezeis tiyetumose bezeve. This shall be his impurity in his state of abnormal issue. Ror besore ezeve, whether his flesh runs with this issue. Or it becomes stopped and plugged up from this issue. Either way, to Mosse, it is his state of impurity. Rashi, Ror, Loshin Rear, discharge. Shezov as Besore, his flesh discharges. Ezdeve, Kime Rear, like spittle. Sheyetze, Tzolo, which comes out clear. Hechtim, Sheyetze, Ov, comes out thick. Vesesim es piha ama, and stops and closes up the flow of the opening of the membrane, venistam besore, and the flesh is stopped, mitipa zeve, from the drop of discharge. Zeo pshute, this is the simple meaning. O medrashe, the medrashic meaning, mono hakosav harishen. Rieshtayim bekore tome, the Torah mentions seeing twice, and he calls it impure. Shenem, and as it says, Zov mipsore, an issue of his flesh. Zeve tomehu, it's impure. Mona hakos of the Torah enumerates Hasheni the second, Riyasholesh, seeing three times, Okroi tome, and refers to it as impure. Shenem, or tumase bezeve, his impurity is in this flow. Ror besore azeve, whether it runs with his issue, a hechtim besore mezeve, or his flesh is stopped, to Mosehi, how Ketzad, what does this mean? Shtayim Latuma, two seeings recur him, make him impure. Vashlishis, and the third, Maski Kose, the korban, has him bring a sacrifice. Not all cases bring sacrifices, only three sightings. Four, Kol Hamishka. Furthermore, the situation of Zov is mitame mishkav, any bed, any object which one lays upon, asher yishkav olav azov, which the zov will lay upon, yitma, becomes impure. V'chol hakli, asher yeshav olav yitma, anything the zov sits upon, any chair or any cot, yitma, becomes impure. Kol hamishkav, haro'i lemishkav, anything that's fit for laying on. Even though it was designated for something else, Talmud Lamed Asher Yishkav, which will lay, Asher Shochav, Lainemer, it doesn't say where he did, El Asher Yishkav, where he does, Hamayuchat tamin lekach, which is regular. Yotzozeh sha'im nimlay. Here, Rashi brings down a very famous law that whenever there is a situation where something is not made for laying on, in fact, it's made for a certain trade, and the workmen come and see somebody hanging out on it, and they tell him, Amid, stand up and asa melachtenu, so we'll do our job. This is not something that can become impure as a mishkav. It has to be designated for something one would lay on. Asher yeshiv, where he sits. Yoshav le'nemer, it doesn't say sat. Ela asher yeshiv, olam, it says sits. Bamiyuchad tomi lekach, something that is set aside as a regular place to sit. Now what happens? The ish asher yish yiga b'mishkove, if anyone will touch this bed, yechabes begodav, that person becomes impure and has to wash his clothing, v'rachatz b'mayim, and bathe themselves in water, v'tomei ad'arav, and becomes impure until evening. The ish asher yiga b'mishkove, lima, this teaches us, ala mishkav, regarding a bed, shechomor, that it's more serious min amaga than just touching, shenas zenase avatuma, because it becomes a primary source of impurity, letame odom, to enable it to share defilement, to bring defilement to people, letame begodim, and garments as well, which has to be a more serious form called primary, v'hamaga, but just touching, sheina mishka, which is not a source of laying. Eina elavlada tumi is only a derivative of impurity or secondary. Ve'eina metami ela acholun umashkim, and only causes food and by extension drink to become impure. That is the definition of a derivative. There are major primary sources of impurity, and then there are derivatives. The same applies six, vayeshiv ala kli, someone who sits on this chair or sitting object, asher yeshiv alav azov, which azov sat upon, also the chair becomes a major source of impurity. Chabas begodav, he has to wash his garments, v'rochatz b'mayim, and immerse himself in water, v'tomei ad'orev, and he's impure until evening. Vayeshiv ala kli afilu le'noga, even if he doesn't touch it. How could it be? You take stack chairs. There could be 10 stack chairs. He only touches the top. Afila asora kalim zalza, even 10 piled on, one on the other. Kula mitamin mishumeshav, they all are impure because one sat on them. Bechein b'mishkav. The same goes with laying if you have a stack of cots. Hey, what about another source of impurity with zov, a serious one, and that is the spittle. That is the saliva of the zov. V'chiyore kazov batoher. What if a zov will spit upon a person who is pure? That spittle makes him impure. V'chibes begodav, he shall wash his garments. V'rochatz b'mayim, and bathe in water. V'tomei, and he's impure ad ha'orev, until evening. V'chiyore kazov batoher. V'noga bei, and the fellow upon whom he spat touches it, einasoi, or carries it. Shaharik, because spittle, metame, causes impurity, b'masa, even carrying without direct touching. That means if it falls on something one is carrying. Yud, v'chalamerka v'ashirika v'olavazov, not only the cot which one lays upon, and the chair which one sits upon, but even a saddle which one will ride upon. This is another area. Asher yirkav ala bazav, yitma, becomes impure as well. So this is merkav. The chol merkav, apa pishali yoshav ala, even though he didn't sit on it, again, hatopus shosarga, like the attachment of a saddle, shakedim, which is called arkon, tome, becomes impure, mishum merkav, as a saddle. V'yaukav shakedim, alush tome, tumas meshav. And that saddle, which is called alush or albus, becomes impure as something one sits upon. 10, b'chol anegeya, anyone who touches, b'chol asher yitachtav, anything under him, yitma da'orev, will become impure until evening. Vanesias, and anybody that carries them, yechabes begodav, shall wash his garments, v'rochatz b'mayim, and bathe in water, which means immerse in a mikveh, v'tomei ad'orev, and be impure until evening. Chol anegeya, b'chol asher yitachtav, rashi, shall zov of the zov. But this comes to teach us, v'limad ala merka, regarding the saddle. Anyone who touches this idol becomes impure, but does not require the washing of the clothes. In this respect, sitting is more stringent than the saddle. Everything above, zebe, discharge, veruka, and a spittle, v'shich v'zari, or a semen, or meiraglav, or urine, v'amishka, v'amerkav, and the bed or the saddle, mas on mitamei odom, carrying the above, causes man to be impure, l'tamei begodim, even garments become impure from all of these elements connected to the zov. 11, v'chel asher yiga b'yazov, anything touched by the zov, Yodav leishutav b'mayim, and his hands have not been rinsed in water, which is a euphemism for he has not yet immersed in the mikveh. V'chibes begodav, he washes his garments v'rochatz b'mayim, and he bathes himself in water v'tamei ad ha'arev, and he is impure until evening. Yodav leishutav b'mayim be'eid sheleitov mitumosi, whereas he did not yet immerse in a mikveh. V'afilu posak mizeve, even if his discharge ceased. V'safar shiva, and he counted seven. But he did not immerse in a mikveh. Metame, he defiles. Bechol tumeis, of all of the above impurities. V'zeh sheitzei akos of tefillah, gufa shel zov. Why then does the verse here express the immersion of the body of a zov? Bilshein, using the expression of shtifas yodayim, of rinsing of the hands, lametcha, to teach you, she'ein beis asesorim, ta'un biyasmayim, that covered parts of the body, hidden crevices, do not require the water to actually get there. Ela Eber Hagoli, only revealed limbs and parts, Kimaya Yadayim, like hands. 12, Uklicheres, earthenware vessels, Asher Yiga Bayazov, which Azov shall touch, Yishover, the only way earthenware vessels in general can regain purity is by breaking them. They can't be immersed, they have to be broken. The whole kli eitz, any type of wooden vessel, yeshota b'mayim, may be immersed in a mikveh in water. Rashi, kli cheres, asher yiga b'yazov, yochal afil noga b'me'achedav, even if he touched it from the back, kedisa b'teiras kainim, ad ezehu magoy shukhkulei, what is like touching the whole thing, aviyem b'zeh, hesitei, moving it, and this is another dimension of zov called heset, causing something to move. 13, v'chiyitan ha'zov mizoyve. Once the zov becomes purified, v'sofar le'en, he counts shivas yomim, 7 days, l'torosei, for purification, v'chibis begodav, and washes his clothing, v'rochatz besorei, and washes his flesh, b'mayim chayim, in living water, v'toher. And he becomes pure. V'chiyitar kishiyivseik, when his discharge ceases, Shivas Yomim L'Tarosei, 7 days. Shivas Yomim Tehidim, 7 pure days. Mituma Ziba, from the impurity of Zov. Shalei Yirazei, we shouldn't see any Zov. Bekurim Nesufim, and there must be consecutive. He has to immerse in living water, and he becomes pure. 8, but then there's a sacrifice left. Uvayei Mashmini, on the 8th day, Yikachlei, there shall be taken for him. Shtei Tehidim, 2. Pigeons, Eshnei B'nei Yonah, younger pigeons, turtle doves, pigeons, Uvodafnei Hashem, and he comes before Hashem, El Pesach HaYomeyah, to the gateway of the tabernacle, on the son of him, and he gives him, El HaKohen, to the Kohen, V'also Yisrael HaKohen, and the Kohen prepares them, Echad Chatas, one as a sin offering, V'echad Eila, and one as a burnt offering, V'chiper, all of HaKohen, and the Kohen makes atonement for him, L'fnei Hashem, before Hashem, Mizeve, from his state of impurity, and again, this is a very serious form of impurity, end of Chumash portion.